Hermes best fragrance. I'm still ballin', these foul d- are still flagrant. I ain't got no business talking, just a bill statement. See the light from a far away. I still felt close on the nights, but I'm far away. I'm coming home, working at night to a hard day. Trying to avoid nights in the hallway, selling. Back when you was hip hopping and watching Kanye, I was couch hopping and sleeping inside a Hyundai. Made beds out of any floor at your mom place. Trying to duck the crime rate, where the f was my mind state? I cried real tears thinking about my mom's face. If she was here, I'm thinking, what would my mom say? She said I'm well accomplished. She said I really did it. She said I'll never let her settle for no penny pension. I will not lose, no, I refuse. I 2+2. She wanna get high with a cool 48 floor, check out my view. I already know the outcome. I may have f***ed it up with Nicki right before this album. My ex on me like Malcolm, she know we can't be together, but still be asking me how come. I know that is crazy. My life upgraded and I ain't going backwards. Closest thing to going backwards is me rolling backwards. Looking at you like it's no more factors. Until a story over like it's no more chapters. Fogo.
Immigration to the trap, generations to adapt. Life sentence in my lap, navigations overlap. Still on pace and won't relax. Invitations to relax, inspiration through the raps. Watch what I say on the track, statute of limitation on my back. Investigations coming up, interrogations never crack. No chiropract, back a rack with the key. Benjamin's in the backpack, Ian patient off the yak. I made a meal for each year of education that I lack. Faded in the back till I fade to black. Don't wave me to the mat. Four Arabs in the truck, location on the map. No patience for the f- ovation when they clap. Got pale by the pale, Sarah Palin in the trap. Making sales out the back, we still milling out the packs. They still sailing on my way, piggybacking off the raps. Biggie taught me how to snap. Drugs working till I tweak. Bloodthirsty on my beast. Birds are surely in the seat. They go for 30 and up. Dirty, dirty in my cup. Can't get dirty from this mud. Never early if I'm up. Black Suburban in the cut. Wrapped up, gold yard silk like a turban on my skull. Immigration to the trap. Generation to adapt.
Shooter mode, we turning your song to a funeral. To the just say they don't office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had a lot, but I knew the code. A lot of debate in my numero, not the three, not the two, I'm at UNO. Yeah, numero UNO, me and Drizzy, the like the Super Bowl, man, it then it big as the.
Difference is, it's just two guys playing that they did in the studio. Usually send they verses back to me and they be terrible, just like a 2-year-old. I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go ahead, say it then. Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who you really rooting for? Like a kid that had bad from January to November. It's just you and Cole. Super Bowl.
Thirsty to put me in beef. I set in my words and start looking too deep. I look at the tweets and start sucking my teeth. I'm letting it rock cause I love the mystique. I still wanna give me a song who I be. Can't trust everything that you saw on IG. Just know if I diss you, I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your caller ID. I'm naming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic cause it ain't no follow for me. Still in this getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the one that they call when they connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hey, how the gang got away from the bars, man, it like a prison escape. Everybody step is with me, everybody breakfast, and I'm about to clear up my plate. When I show up, it's motion picture, blockbuster. The goat with the golden pen, the top toucher, the spot rusher. Spray this whole up, the crop duster. Not Russia, but apply pressure to your cranium. Cold's automatic when aiming them. With the boy in the status of stadium.
Hey, I'm about to. Click out on you, make a crime scene. I click the trigger on a stick like a high beam. And I was Benny Will Whip when I was 19. She called my number, leave her hanging, she got dry clean. She got an Android, her messages is lime green. I search one name and end up seeing 20 teens. Nadine, Christine, Justine, Kathleen, Charlene, Pauline, Claudine. Man, I pack them in this phone like some sardines. And they send me naked pictures, it's the small things. Still taking pictures on a golf stream. My youngest richer than you rappers and they all stream. I really hate that you been selling them some false dreams. Man, if your pub was up for sale, I'd buy the whole thing. Will they ever give me flowers? Well, of course not. They don't wanna have that talk cause it's a sore spot. They know the boy, the one they got a boycott. I told Jimmy Jam I use a Grammy as a doorstop. Girl, give me some because I need it. And if I with you then after, I might. Talking about when it's gonna be repeated. What the bro, I'm one away from Michael.
For a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Boom, 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 boom! Y'all know what time it is, baby. We live right now, CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby SFU, we at the top of the hill. This is that 1 to 6 o'clock blitz. Hey, yo, first person shooter. That Drizzy and J. Cole, you heard it live here, baby. And I'm feeling good. Oh, don't get me in the mother effing. Oh, I might be at the podium. I might get you the. I might start. So distinct, man. I'm hot right now. What's going on, B?
Hey, talk to him, my nigga.
Hey, man, you know what, man? It's like this, bro. Life is really what you make it.
Look, absolutely.
You know, life is what you make it. If you don't make it, you might get found somewhere naked. We ain't trying to be flying on a spaceship. I'm trying to be in the tomb with the ancients. They believed in the afterlife, but me, I seen brothers fall out over them cracker pipes. Crazy how they might slip out your Adam's apple twice with a what, half a knife. Crazy. I'm crazy. It's real crazy. Yo, man. Look, we got the woo in the. Oh, look. Ah! So. tell me about some of the hardships that you've gone through as an artist and still sticking on this path.
Man, the struggle is it's universal. I think that most of the artists in Canada going through the same thing, you know? Mm. We all got to spend money to make money. Mm. We all got to invest. Can I get a little more mic? You got to get a little bit of investment sometimes to make the art that you want to make. I know that artists out there are all looking at, we're looking at music videos of the next man. We're looking at trying to create content to keep up with the algorithm. Mm-hmm. We're looking at trying to get good quality production so we can sound how we want to sound. Mm-hmm. And all of that costs money. And you know what artists do? Artists do not have a lot of money. Most artists spend their time sharpening their skills, and that's what I'm doing. I spend my time in the studio. I spend my time on a laptop. I spend my time traveling the country. So the biggest challenge that I face is that there isn't enough hours in a day to do all the stuff that I want to do, and sometimes I don't have enough money to invest into making my own dreams come true. Mm. So I think the biggest artist that the biggest challenge that these artists face out there is going to be finding a way to balance being on your come up and investing in yourself, just like I'm trying to do right now. Mm-hmm. But also maintain your priorities in life so that you don't fall backwards in your station. You can still take care of your kids. You can still have groceries. You can still drive your car, because you know what? Being an artist, I personally, let me tell you, last year, 2025, won the CCA Award for Entertainer of the Year. Mm. Guess what? 13 eviction notices. 13. There's only 12 months, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
13 eviction notices. You know why? Because I was 3 days late every time. Oh, and they said, set up the automatic payments. And I said, I don't know when I get paid, you know? And there's dudes that look up to me, and I'm like, I'm trying to tell them, man, like, hey, you know, if you could think of one thing you'd rather do than to be an artist, one thing. Like, if you could think of one thing that you'd rather do, you want to be, oh, I wouldn't mind being a construction worker. I'm really good at plumbing. I wouldn't mind doing that. Mm. Then do that. Do that. Mm. Because unless it's what you really want to do, then the sacrifice isn't going to feel worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what makes me feel complete. And that's why I will get up 8 out of 7 days in a week, and I'll make the same decision every single one of them.
Okay. So give us three things that an artist needs in this industry. Not saying to succeed. I want you to give whatever artist is listening right now, whatever, you know, person who supports this program is listening to right now, what are the three principles or virtues or values that an artist needs in this game?
Integrity, work ethic, passion.
That was quick, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you don't have no integrity, like, look, man.
Break it down.
I will always speak from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I gotta double back, yo. Yeah. I have a song called Talk My S.
Yeah.
And it's all about that. I speak from the heart, and sometimes you're not gonna be correct, but at least you're being honest. Right? You can't always be right. But you could speak from a position of authenticity, even if you're not right in that moment, and you might have to double back. Mm. You might have an L take on something. Mm. You know, you're a human being, but you know, have integrity. Be willing to own it. Be willing to do what's right when it's time, when nobody's looking. Mm-hmm. Right. And be willing to be honest with yourself and hold yourself accountable as an artist. Like, don't, like that, we're coming back to the numbers. We see guys that invest, you know, you pay $100, you could have 1 million views from a Middle Eastern click farm. You know what I mean? That's one way of faking the funk, so you could just lie to yourself.
Straight up.
And lie to your community.
Bots.
Right? And get things that aren't real for stuff you didn't do.
NPCs. Right?
And then you got to have the passion. You got to have something that's going to,
go back. You said the work ethic.
Work. Well,
that was two.
Okay. Number two is the work ethic.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And exact. Come on. Give it to us. Come on.
Those two go hand in hand, because the work ethic is this. Okay. Mm-hmm. We just talked about how big the country and how small the population is, how hard it is to reach them, and how many miles you have to travel.
Yeah.
What? You don't think you got to work for that? You're going to have to clean up dog doo-doo. Mm. You're going to have to, you know, work for a moving company. Mm. Like, where do you think this is going to come from? If you get a loan from your parents to start a studio, the music you make in that studio will not be the same as if you have to go work landscaping and buy each piece of the studio on a payment plan from Long and McQuaid.
Oof.
Right? Everything comes with that work ethic. The harder you work for it, the more fulfilling it is, and the more you want out of this industry, it's a 10 to 1. To move ahead one step, you have to work 10 efforts, right? And that doesn't ever change. The higher up you go, the harder you have to work, and trust me, I'm still at the bottom, and I'm just learning. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder, so make sure that you're really willing to work before you put a whole bunch of work into it and figure out that it's not just going to turn into easy mode one day.
No doubt, man.
Last one is passion.
Yep.
You have to have something that's going to keep you with the motivation. You have to love this art enough to hold yourself accountable and have that integrity, even when maybe it would be easier for you to not. And a reason, a passion for this music and this craft that reminds you why you're up at 4 a.m. writing these bars that you have to spit tomorrow night, and you're going to meet up with your DJ and he might not have slept last night, you know, and there's all these crazy stories you hear in the music industry, and it's wild and it's difficult and it's challenging, but that's okay because you're passionate and you're doing what you love, and that is the end justifying factor that will end with every single sentence when you're in a disparaged state of mind.
No doubt.
So you'll be like, This is really hard, but I'm doing it because I love it. As soon as you can't end the sentence with "I'm doing what I love," then everything else falls apart. So you need the passion to make sure that you stay on track and you follow the compass and the other two virtues.
Man, I love that, bro. That's real talk, man. Honestly, you know, the passion part, bro. Like that's so critical, man. You know, And I think that, you know, the passion is a part of love. You know, it does actually, if you look at love as a definition, you know, passion is within that too, you know. So
definitely.
it's like, you know, comparing people, like when people they watch so much media, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have this idea of what like a rapper's supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying?
Caricature.
You know what I'm saying? Like they have this like, oh, you're supposed to be here, or you're supposed to be a Meek Mill, or you're supposed to be a J. Cole, you're supposed to be a Drake, right? And it's like, yo, those dudes, no disrespect to none of them, right? However, they have other moving parts that we don't see, right? And people don't know about. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is a culture that you live. This is not something that is without spiritual and mental
embodiment.
Exactly. You know, straight up, bro. This is a very spiritual thing. You know what I'm saying? It's unseen. You're dealing with the unseen when it comes to this type of thing. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't know what that even looks like.
The intangible. So I have a saying. Mm-hmm. It goes like this. Okay? So whatever type of artist you are, whatever artist you find out you're becoming, when you're finding and seeking your identity through trial and error, just know this. A hat that you put on is a hat that you put on. Music, hip hop, being an MC isn't a hat that you put on. It's a thing that you are.
Straight up.
You know, it's like in the same way that a lion could never take his mane off, or a leopard could never change his spots, or a tiger could never change his stripes.
Yeah.
An MC comes home and he goes to bed an MC. He wakes up an MC.
Yeah.
You know, even when he's wearing a hard hat in his soul, he's still an MC. And what message I have, especially for Canadians, is if you go to work and you clock into your 9 to 5 and you're a completely different person, and you go home into your studio after that and you put on your sideways hat and you put on your graffiti sweater and you zip it up and your voice changes from this and now you talk like this, right? That's okay. It's okay to have a persona. It's okay to have a character. Just know that somewhere beneath that is a version of is still an MC, and it's okay to be that person too. There's people like Prof. There's people like Junk that have never in their life have they put on a false face. And look where it's got them. 100% authenticity from day one to now, from the beginning of time, right? It's going to be the thing that gets you there. Whereas one day, you might wake up and be tired of putting that hat on. Or you might find that it has sweat rings around it and it stinks.
Yep. That's beautiful. That was a beautiful analogy, bro. Honestly, because, yeah, man, like, we live this. It's not like, you know, It's not something we just chose to do. You know what I mean? Like this has really got to be in your DNA. It really has to be, you know, and because there may be times, right? I personally don't subscribe to other people's I want to say experiences and journeys, because it's like, you know, when people say, oh, it's gonna be hard, right? And it's like, you know what, as soon as you assume that in your subconscious, then that's the truth. So I that's why I say that.
I understand.
Yeah, because I don't like when people hold on a second, we want to talk about the spiritual aspect of this, right? It's like, if a person, not even an MC, let's just say a person who was going to perform steps on stage, and they're assuming that it's going to be a terrible Oof. Performance.
Yeah,
people are not going to like it. That is going to manifest,
right?
But the moment you visualize and feel that it's going to be incredible, you're going to be well received. That is going to happen, because a positive thought that is charged with positive emotions is way stronger
than a negative one
full of fear.
But with yourself,
yeah,
you've done the homework, right? So it also has to do with that. If you showed up to practice at 6 a.m. and you ran your drills, you know what I mean? And you played in all of the games, and you studied the playbook, mm-hmm. then when game time comes, even if the field's wet, you're gonna be able to, you know what I mean, run your plays.
Yep.
Right? So there is a thing also with being honest with yourself about that stuff too, is the positivity is good, but also be sure that these artists are being positive, not just on the moment on stage and saying, look, I'm going to get up on that stage and then I'm going to be a star right after. That it's a positivity all the way through. I love doing this, what I do at home. I'm going to do the rehearsal because it's going to make my stage performance better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course, bro. I'm not
all of that stuff that comes into it, too.
Oh, yeah, of course, bro. Look, man, you know what I'm saying? Brother, I ain't just wake up and be able to go and body that easy. Nope, no problem. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Do your homework, kids.
You know what I'm saying? But it all starts mentally before it starts physically.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's like, they you know, the Chicago Bulls, 6-ring champions, right? You know that they used to hypnotize those dudes? They used to have hypnotherapy before their practices and their games, because it was through the hypnotherapy on top of already the work that they've achieved, that they're doing, that allowed them to go into these flow states.
Unlock potential.
You know what I'm saying?
Custom auto, Mike Tyson.
Bro, that's exactly. Look, what? They told him he was a savage. He was a beast. They put him through hypnotherapy. That's why he was knocking. That was one of the reasons why he was knocking dudes out first round. This is real. Like, this is not.
Oh, no.
It's spooky, right?
It is spooky, especially when you see Mike coming out there, and you realize that he's got a mental ritual before he walks out there, and he's an absolute, he's not even the same person, you know, an hour after the fight.
Exactly. And then you look at, you know, Muhammad Ali, right? You know, like, you know, Muhammad Ali told you, I'm the greatest, I'm this, I'm that. Like, look, and I'm all for that. I don't care, man. I say that all the time. Some people don't like it, and I'd be like, well, look, man, at the end of the day, I am. You know what I'm saying? I am. Right? And so bring somebody who can come up and let's go. We can do it. Cause I'm with that. Cause the more you say it and the more you speak it and the more other people are talking about it, the more the energy is being cultivated.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, yeah, man, look, if you're gonna get into this game, you have to 100% be confident. I don't care, bro. You have to be. You cannot, there can't be an ounce of doubt, cause it's gonna show.
Passion.
Yo, man, straight up. You know what I mean? I don't care, man. That's the first thing I tell young MCs, bro. You better have confidence. And this will teach you how to have confidence. This will teach you how to public speak. This will teach you how to use vocabulary. This will teach you how to express yourself without having to resort to violence. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This will teach you how to be assertive.
Yep.
This will teach you how to really read a room. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It will teach you many different things, and that's why emceeing out of the 9 elements is just so powerful itself. Because, yo, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the word was God, the same as the beginning. And that's the sound, B. You know what I'm saying? It's the sound. You know what I'm saying?
Wisdom.
So, yeah, that is the wisdom. So we got about 4 minutes left, 5 minutes left. So this is the time in which where we talk about, you know, I want you to give out the shout outs. And then I do want to end this session with the last song from you. So give a couple quick shout outs, bro.
First, I just love to say big love to Hard Body Dreams for having me on here to tell my story to Vancouver and to everybody that tuned in today. Marked Up Entertainment, The Block Productions, hopes to see you on April 2nd at Junk, The Horrible Pleasures album release party. And please support Junk and buy tickets at mynameisjunk.com. My name is Distinct. You can find me at distinctontheblock.com. And I have songs with Golden BSP, Evil Ebenezer, Mercules, and a lot of really cool music that spans different genres, not just hip hop. A lot of live instrumentation. I would love for you to go there and follow me on my socials. And then also, we are bringing the legendary Fredro Starr and Sticky Fingers here on April 18th, 2026. And you're going to see Hard Body there. I'd like to thank Mark Goldley, Robert Newell. I'd like to give a shout out to Mercules, all my friends and family in the lower mainland and on the island and beyond in Western Canada, and all you hip hop kids out there with big dreams. And just remember, it's all about the art. And as Junk would say, art over everything. I'm out of here. Much love, y'all.
No doubt, man. Appreciate that, bro. Big up to everybody, man. Like, look, and you know, I always want to say, I always got to give, you know, thanks and gratitude for everybody who taps in every Wednesdays. You know, Chris, man, we love you, bro. You've been a loyal supporter from the beginning. So many other people, you know, if you ever want to tap in with us, you can always call in the studio. You can always send an email, oneorderentertainment@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Like the brother said, we're going to be there April 18th, Fortune Nightclub, One Order. We're going to be banging it out, showcasing, show improving, emceeing at its finest. And yeah, man, you can get tickets online, but you also can get them from me. Give me them tickets. Ticket sales, man. Give me the goddamn ticket sales, man. Cause we want the paper. No, it's play. But look it. You gonna guess you look, man. It's a dope investment. It's a dope investment. So, my man Distinct, it's been a pleasure, brother.
It's a pleasure. Also, how could I forget the incomparable D-Rec? Shout out D-Rec.
Yo, man, where was you? I thought D-Rec was coming today, man. Yo, D-Rec, I'm gonna have to hunt you down, bro.
D-Rec is doing D-Rec things. He's probably just, you know, keeping his fingers warm because he's got a lot of work to do tomorrow. Hotel. We're in Kelowna at Club 1615, and then we're in Vernon the next day at Status Nightclub, so you'll see D-Rec there.
Man, D-Rec is keeping in his hands. He's doing a lot of scratch. He's doing a lot of work with them hands, man. All hands on deck. Hey, yo, shout out to my host, Guilty Black, man. He wasn't here today, but yo, Guilty, I love you, bro. Shout out to K-Hill. Shout out to King Wise. Shout out to Q1. Shout out to Bubs. Who else we got on the... Man, we got so many more, man. Shout out to K-Ski. Shout out Yardie Sampson. Shout out my mama. Shout out to my papa. Shout out to my sister, man. I love all of y'all. Shout out to all the brothers and sisters within our nation. Peace to the gods. Peace to the earth. This is One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz. Peace.
Life is a series of moments. And for the first time in my life, I feel like this one is mine.
Time while you try to earn a buck, I'm just living for this moment while you watch me live it up.
I was told of a man with a hole in his heart that was really a hole in his mind. Pockets was empty and so was the fridge, although he still believed that the Lord would provide. Man with a vision, we call it a dream manifested, yeah, something you see with your eyes. Life can be heaven, but first you must build it and gas up the engine before you can ride. Hope is a strength that I hold in my side. Homie, adapt or react till you die. Turn to a lion and roll with a pride. These niggas try, but I won't let them slide. Light up the fire, there's nowhere to hide. Higher and higher it go to the sky. Feed on desire that glow in my eyes. I want it bad and I know that it's mine. Niggas all come from the shadows, they out here to get me, but I know who sent them this time. Don't wanna wrestle all night with these demons. I swear if I need to, I'm taking some lives. I lost a friend that I loved and a lover that ain't love itself half as much as a line. Dirt on the box and I pour out a bottle like, baby, I'm sorry, but you were a sign.
God, got this money on my mind. Counting numbers up, grinding out here on this corner. I've been trying out.
parents and friends are my foes. Surrounded by foes, so I stay on my toes. It's what it is, as they say, I suppose. They all look the same when I lay them out cold. Bodies get stiff and the penalties grow. Fuck with my offs and I'm sorry you gone. Ain't no discussion, the ones I don't fuck with are out for a reason, I'm letting you know. Always be honest and raw, no one flawless. We all did our best, but I guess you fell short. 2 minus 1 and what's left is a banger. I called you a goof and you left it alone.
I got this money on my mind, counting out the zone.